Yesterday's recession news was a jarring moment for the country, the worst fall in economic growth in 61 years. Indeed, the effect was cushioned by the government's JobKeeper and JobSeeker schemes. Australia's drop was much kinder than, say, the UK, where the GDP has dropped 20%. The question is, where now? CEO of Lateral Economics, Nicholas Gruen, has some ideas for the government. He spoke to Annie Haswell.
At the moment, you want to keep focusing on keeping people employed. You need to think of who has been made unemployed, and that's often been women, low-skilled women, women whose language, whose first language isn't English, and the stimulus programs outside of those emergency measures we took don't look like they match the problems particularly well.
Okay, can you explain what you mean by that?
The government has announced a house building program. That house building program is focused on the building of private houses for the market, and I suspect it will be relatively inefficient in the sense that the government will pay large amounts of money for a relatively small amount of activity, a relatively small amount of house building. If instead we were to target public housing, you could see it all, it would all be new activity, and we need the housing. We've seen through the crisis that really high density housing, certainly in those high rise towers, is pretty unlivable. So that's an obvious thing that can be done. As far as women are concerned, you know, what would be wrong with expanding the number of teachers' aides for a period of at least a year, probably two or three? If I was running the government, I'd be having community consultation, groups of bureaucrats getting together to say, how can we use the resources of government to start picking up the slack and start getting people back into work?
As an economist watching all this extraordinary situation unfold this year, what are the opportunities in something like this happening?
The whole question of printing money needs to be put on the table, and then we need a decent institutional structure in which governments can print money. I certainly don't want the government to be able to just do it, but with appropriate safeguards, many of which are already in place, for instance, the independence of the Reserve Bank. These are the kinds of things we could do, and I wouldn't be doing quantitative easing, which is what money printing was called in the Northern Hemisphere. I wouldn't be doing that with a view to governments buying assets. I would be wanting to print money to make sure that it went directly into the real economy and created jobs. So that's one thing we can do. There are lots of other questions about how our economy works. You know, most obviously the extent to which people can work from home that have received a huge shock. And as we recover, some good things will come from that.
Do you think this whole situation will move us any closer to the idea of a universal basic income?
Very interesting question. It could easily. I think the government is not enamoured of that kind of thing. And so, I mean, I wasn't too enamoured of it for a while. I'm coming round to the idea that the downside is it's inefficient in the sense that it's expensive for government. It involves a lot of churn, so governments would end up paying quite a lot of money, which they would then tax back. I'm now fairly well disposed to these things because I think we have to stop harassing people who are on welfare. The robo-debt scandal has demonstrated how much we humiliate people on welfare and how damaging that is to their mental well-being and indeed to their economic, their capacity to contribute to our society and to our economy. So I'd like to see some experiments. I'd like to see some bold thinking about that. But I don't have a view that it's easy to know that this is the right thing to do. But I think we should be bold and we should experiment and we should see what we can discover.
CEO of Lateral Economics, Nicholas Gruen, speaking with The Wire's Annie Haswell.